Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How may God use the founding of businesses to help finance a six-year mission? What might you expect when you follow the Lord's leading into uncharted territory, beyond your comfort zone? Gia Lucy is an entrepreneur whom God has used, along with her husband and daughter, to offer Christ's love and hope to others. Well, this whole matter of love and hope and Christ, well, that's why we have the Good Life Radio program. We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have our program, well, is to bring Christ's love and hope to you. For you to know that whatever you're facing right now, whatever challenge it might be, you might feel like your back is against the wall, a daunting task ahead, overwhelmed. Where do you go? Well, there's always hope in Jesus. You might say, Danny, you have no idea what I've done, where I've been. And we'll say, well, we might not know, but God knows, and He loves you still. He loves you so much. God sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, He rose again from the grave. And my friend, today, the living Christ, the resurrected Christ, reaches out to you, calls you to Himself. Will you turn to Him? Will you open your heart and receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord? That's our prayer. That's our hope. Gia Lucy is the co-founder of Fitness Vacation Exchange and Aqua Body Strong, two fitness companies created to help finance her and her family's six-year mission to Cozumel, Mexico. Gia and her husband, Eric, answered God's call nearly 7 years ago to sell everything they owned and move to Cozumel to serve at Ciudad de Angeles, the City of Angels orphanage. After 6 years, God showed them that it was time to move from Cozumel to serve in Hawaii, and they're currently in phase one of a church plant. Gia, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in San Clemente, California. It's a small little beach town. It's
You sound like you're understating it a little bit.
San Clemente's a pretty big little beach town.
When I was growing up, it was small. It was intimate, and probably in the last 10 to 15 years, it has doubled or maybe even tripled in size since when I was growing up there.
Well, what was it like growing up there?
Oh, it was fabulous. Well, I'm one of seven children, so I'm on the bottom end. I'm number six. So it was a little different growing up in my family. All my brothers were surfers. My dad was an avid fisherman. We were at the beach all the time. I think what my mom used to do to keep sane was just to bring us to the beach. And she'd sit there in her beach chair and she'd read her book and tell us to dig a hole to China. And about every 5 minutes, I'd say, am I almost there? And she'd say, yeah, you're getting close. Keep going. So those are where my memories are. Just really days at the beach and beautiful sunshine and family.
That's awesome. You know, I had a mom like that, so I had to laugh really loud because she would say exactly the same thing. Dig a hole to China. Yeah. Why China?
No idea.
So, growing up, who was your greatest influence?
Well, it was funny because Suzanne had told me that you're going to ask me that question. So I really had to think about it because there's a lot of people in my life that I admire But I would have to say that there's two people that have influenced my life. And one was a person that I only met for maybe 10 minutes. And the other I've known for 35 years.
Wow.
So the first person, her name's Donna Douglas. You may know her as Ellie Mae from Beverly Hillbillies. So I met her when I was in college. I was at my grandmother's funeral. And she had come up to me, and we were talking, and she asked, what do I want to be when I grow up? And I have been warned by some of my other friends that you don't tell people what you want to be because you sound foolish. You don't sound very smart. And so I prefaced what I said and said, well, it's kind of a big dream. And she told me, God wouldn't put a dream in your heart unless he wanted it to come true. And that really stuck with me for years. So I finally told her at that time I wanted to own a church camp. And so it was really neat. And the second person that I would say has been the biggest influence is my husband, Eric Lucy. So he really is a person that is an encourager. And he sees the good in people and sees what God puts in their hearts. And he encourages them to move forward and go for it in God's plan. And so I would say those two.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, so I grew up in a Christian house. My mother was Irish Italian Catholic. My dad was a Jew, and they became Baptist. So, yes, it's strange.
Well, I'm still on Irish Italian Catholic, and then Jew.
Yes,
and Jew.
Yeah, Jewish. So, anyways, I grew up in a Christian household, but I really found God. He became my Lord when I was 12 years old, and I was at Hume Lake Christian Camp in California.
Oh, yeah. They still have that today.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Well, take us back. What went on? What do you recall went on in your heart 12 years old at that time?
Well, I was an incredibly shy child. So if I was at the grocery store and someone walked past me in the aisle and looked at me or said anything, I would burst out crying. So I was very, very shy. And I was up at Hume. I remember it was Wednesday evening. They bring you out to Victory Circle. And I believe it was Miles McPherson was the pastor, and or the speaker, rather. And he just told us about Jesus and about his crucifixion and his resurrection. And just my heart was just being called by the Lord. And it's funny, I remember, so he gave a altar call, and in my heart I prayed, God, I want you. And afterwards he said, stand up if you had made that decision. And again, remember, I'm really shy. And I didn't stand up, and in my mind I was thinking, wow, if I stand up then people are going to think I need Jesus, that I can't do it on my own. And so Friday night we had another opportunity. We went back to Victory Circle, and God had really showed me, you know what, you need to stand up, tell people that you're changed. And so that was it. That was really the beginning of how I found the Lord, but really how my life changed. Because at that moment, I remember feeling God say, "You need to tell people about me, and you can't be shy anymore." And so I made a decision not only to follow the Lord, but to change and to not be shy so that I could share his word.
Mm. Wow. What difference, Gia, what difference would you say your relationship with Christ has made in your life?
Oh, it's made the whole difference. I couldn't imagine my life without the Lord. I'm a person, I call myself Little Red Hen. You know, the storybook that says, you know, I'll do it myself. That's definitely who my tendency to be is. And I get it wrong when I do that. But when I trust in the Lord, and he just makes so many beautiful things out of my life.
How did you meet Eric?
So I met Eric when I was 17, and he was 22. We were both working as interns at South Shores Church in Laguna Niguel. I was the high school intern, and he was the junior high intern.
And how did things grow out of that?
Well, it took a while because we didn't get married until 13 years wow. later. So I went off to college, and he went. He stayed where he was, and you know, in college, I kind of got a little mixed up. So I always believed in the Lord, but I walked away and started doing things on my own. And so my sophomore year, I got married, well, at the end, and was pregnant and was married for about 10 months and then and had my son and then got divorced. And in the meantime, Eric, he had gotten married and moved to Hawaii. And while he was here, his wife had walked away from the marriage, and he came back to California. And this was, I guess, 12 years afterwards since from when we met. And anyways, I saw him at church one day. I looked across and I thought, is that Eric Lucy? He used to have hair when I knew him. So he had shaved his head then. I talked to him after church, and I remember this thought in my head saying, I wonder. But he completely blew me off. Didn't want anything to do with me. And a year later, I ended up buying a house or a condo where he had a condo. I was looking for the laundry room, and he was walking his dog, and that's how we were reconnected.
Well, that's some really fine detail, huh? The walking to the laundry room and not just seeing each other, but he was walking his dog.
His dog. She remembers the dog.
That sounds like a screenwriter wrote that in your description, but you're listening to Gia Lucy. In fact, you can find out more about the ministry. The ministry that we're going to talk about. She's actually a businesswoman, an entrepreneur. Well, she's a survivor. I mean, mm-hmm. you can just listen to where she's been, what she's gone through. So, before we go to our break, or as we go to our break, a word of encouragement, I would say. The Lord has brought to be in studio with us today, Lonnie and me and Gia. Well, someone who knows what life is about. Sometimes you think Christians just sort of receive Christ and they just skate along in life. But there are bumps along the way. And there, dear friend, that is the beauty and the marvel of the working of Jesus Christ, that he comes into our lives, even in the most challenging times. Are you facing challenge today? Well, this is the right time, the right place. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
She grew up in San Clemente, California, surf town. Some might say, well, that's surf town, USA. That's where Gia Lucy grew up. She earned her biology degree from Cal State Fullerton while raising her four-month-old son by herself. Mm-hmm. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Lani Ka'a, We're grateful you're with us. Gia Lucy, our guest today. You can find out more about her and her husband, Eric, and read their blog about their ministry in Mexico. 7dayheromexico.com. 7dayheromexico.com. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, okay, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Download it, read it, share it with a family member or friend.
You know, in the last segment, you told us a wonderful progression of how you and Eric came together. And as I love it, 13 years it took from start to finish just to begin your married life. And yet, you know, we look at you today and we must, you know, many must think, wow, they, you know, what a great couple met. It was sort of story perfect. And yet when you talked about it, you talked about a time that you had to separate, a time where you both went your own ways, where you did your own thing. And in your words, you weren't listening to the Lord. You were doing it your way. And I think there are so many in this listening today who are believers. They know the Lord, but still they're holding the reins. So walk us through that and what you learned from that and how you returned to that place, and obviously Eric.
Okay, so yes, I was walking my own path, I guess, but I still had the love of the Lord with me and knew him, and he's just so faithful to stick by my side, even when I'm trying to do it my own way and I'm banging my head and going, but he's there and he's faithful. How did I get back on track? That was the question. So I think one of the biggest parts, and it's a kind of a lead-in as to how we ended up going to Cozumel to be missionaries, it was seeing my mom in the hospital. And so my mom was 42 when she had me. And she was suffering. She had skin cancer that she had let go. And I remember being in the hospital room with my two sisters, and I looked at her, and my mother was this powerhouse. Anything she put her mind to, she could do. I mean, with seven kids, she was an entrepreneur as well. But at that moment, I looked at her, and this thought crept into my mind that even if my mom wanted to change her life, that she couldn't. She couldn't change her path, that she couldn't get out of that that hospital bed, and she had one path, and that was to meet the Lord. And at that point, I really saw life is too short to not do what you're called to do. And I think it's easy to love the Lord, to go to church, to say you're a Christian, but until you really say, you know what, God, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and I'm going to follow you, your life just gets opens up so much more, and God blesses you so much more, and you have such an incredible relationship with him. when you just say, okay, I'm ready.
You mentioned Cozumel. Take us back to a calling. You and Eric got together, you got married. As a married couple, what were you doing at that time when you received this call to Cozumel that in fact caused you, or you were led to sell everything you had to go overseas or to go on this mission?
Yeah. Well, when Eric and I got married, we knew that we always wanted to be in ministry. Eric had been a youth pastor for 13 years prior. I had served as an intern in the church, and even that child back when I was 12 years old, and the voice of the Lord saying, "You need to tell people about me," that was in my heart back then. So we knew that we wanted to be in ministry. It took us a while. We thought, well, where do we want to go? Where is the Lord going to send us? And we went to different places. We went to Puerto Rico and to St. Croix, and all in the idea of, let's see where God's going to send us. And of course, for me, I was thinking, well, I don't want to go outside of the United States. Let's look at things that are American territories. But we had gone on vacation to Cozumel, and Eric and I remember this story completely different. It's so funny. So I was riding on the back of his scooter, and I just thought, this is where we need to be. And I told it to him while we were on the scooter. He says to this day that I never told him, and he said, well, of course, how could I hear we were on the scooter, right? And then he tells me that same day, he walked into the hotel room and he said, what are we doing? This is where we need to be. So it's pretty neat. So we left that vacation, and about 6 months later, Eric was looking at different opportunities, and he saw that there was an American director position available at the orphanage there. And he didn't want that position. He wanted to go down and be a volunteer and a missionary. But what was great was that we learned that there was an orphanage there and that there was need. So at that time, that was when, my mom was going through her thing. And then with Eric as well, he had several surgeries that he had on his neck and his back, and all within a period of 6 weeks. And he had a third emergency surgery on his back because he had blood on his spine, which was really dangerous, and he could have died. And I think for him, that was his call that said, you know what, life is too short. And I still remember we went to church one Sunday, and whatever the message was, I can't remember, but both of our hearts were racing and said, this is it. Let's just sell everything and go.
Sell everything and go. That again sounds like a epic movie. Mm-hmm. Epic in the sense that it is a gargantuan life shift to sell everything. Mm-hmm. How did God lead you in that process? Because that, especially in this day of, what do you call that? Where people, or hoarding. Where people just want to collect things, mm-hmm. and they can't get rid of them, even if, after something is past its purpose.
Right.
So how did you do that? And Eric?
With God's grace. Because I'll tell you what, the first thing we sold, I know exactly what it was. It was this Tommy Bahama bureau that I loved. And I still remember.
I'm envisioning it in my mind.
Oh, it had the pineapple, feet and everything. And I still remember this guy coming over and deciding to buy it, and Eric and the guy carrying it down the stairs. And I thought to myself, ow, that hurts. But you know what? That was the only time it ever hurt. It didn't hurt after that. God took it away.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us about the work there. Because we're talking about 6 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
In Cozumel.
Yeah. So that was, I think, the best part of my life so far. We went down originally to work with the orphanage Ciudad de Angeles. And there's 56 children there. And they're divided, 10 children per house. They have parents, house parents and helpers. And then what they asked for us is they really needed a garden. They wanted to be able to help supplement their food with fresh fruit and vegetables and so forth, which is right down my alley because that's what I love. So we ended up taking a plot, and we were out there every day planting this garden. And then the kids would come over, and they would help us. And at first, we'd be like, oh, they're in our way. And we're like, wait a minute. This is why we're here. We're for these kids. And they were really well taken care of, though. It was amazing. They had these walls that were, let's say, 15 feet high. And what we noticed was that the people outside the walls of the orphanage, they were the ones that were really in trouble. And it's so much so that they were climbing over the walls of the orphanage and stealing from them. So our hearts really were drawn to these people in the squatters' village. It's called Las Fincas. And I think there's 5,000 people that live in Las Fincas. It's an area where there's no running water, no electricity. They finally built some roads the last year we were there, but it's all dirt roads and potholes, and rainy season would come, and the mosquitoes would come, and then you have the dengue and Zika and one other that I can't pronounce. So it was rough, and God led us there and led us to a church that had some property there, and they said, here, this is for you. Do it whatever you like with it. So we started doing community gardens there, working within the community. And it was great because we would be going down into go to work. And we'd have people stop us. And they'd say, wait, you're going the wrong direction. You're lost. The beach is this way. They couldn't imagine that a couple gringos would go and help out in the middle of the squatters' village.
Well, the middle of the squatters' village, they're going into a tough area, not a normal place. They're not there for vacation. Well, it started at that, but then God called them, and they sold everything. You're listening to Gia Lucy. She's sharing the story of her and Eric and what God did. 7dayheromexico.com. You can find out more. Read some of their blogs of how God used them and worked in and through them. Gia is a multi-talented person. She's gifted. She's an entrepreneur. She started a couple businesses, which, Gia, I want to hear more about that. We want to hear more about that to finance the work. Of course, after you sell everything, how do you keep things going forward? When we come back from our break, more from Gia. You've got to know that not only is she into fitness, and that doesn't really sound right, I think, into fitness. She's more of a fitness guru in the sense that, you know, she owns businesses that provides services for people. This is her life. Gymnast. She can do the things that she's prescribing. She's also an author. She's written not just one, not two, three, five books. Gia Lucy. She'll be back with us to share more when we come back. Stay with us.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special
So Gia guest. Lucy, Gia Lucy is the co-founder of Fitness Vacation Exchange and Aqua Body Strong. You say, okay, Danny, It sounds energetic. It sounds vital and vibrant. And she is just that, as you will be able to tell just by listening to her. And if you're tuning in right now, maybe caught a little bit of the last part, you can get this program in its entirety. Just go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about Gia, 7dayheromexico.com. You know, after she graduated from Cal State Fullerton, Lonnie, she went on to write 5 books.
Wow.
Topics ranging from guidebooks on Southern California to children's ecology. She became a book shepherd to Christian authors, guiding them through the writing and publishing process. So, indeed, we have a multifaceted, multi-talented person with us. But now she is in Cozumel, Mexico. Gia, how did God put on your heart, you and Eric, to start these businesses, and for what purpose?
Well, I think we didn't even know what he was doing, really. So starting with Fitness Vacation Exchange, when we had decided to go to Cozumel, Mexico, I was thinking to myself, I've been an author for 16 years. How am I going to give up not working? Because most of the books I wrote were on Southern California, and it would have been difficult to try and continue to sell and promote those books while in Mexico. And God really gave me this idea, and it's called Fitness Vacation Exchange. And what I do is I send fitness instructors to resorts for teaching vacations. They teach 2 classes per day, and in exchange they get an incredibly reduced vacation for themselves, another adult guest, and 2 children ages 12 and under. So these resorts are usually about $5,000 for the week, and they get to come for about $700.
And what was the inspiration? I've never heard of that.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Literally, it was God. So we had decided that we were going to go down to Cozumel, and I had heard of another gal doing this, and I had contacted her saying, you know, do you have anything in Cozumel? And she said, no, I only have it in Cancun. And we really knew God wanted us in Cozumel. And it must have been a couple months later when I was having this conversation with God, like, what am I going to do? And he just said, you could do this. And that was in February. And I went ahead and just moved forward with the business. And by April, I had my first resort and was doing my very first fitness vacation exchange.
Wow.
There for 6 years, serving. You must have gotten attached to some of these young people.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I didn't tell you is in addition to all of this with the squatters' village and the orphanage, we also planted a church. And then I think my favorite ministry of all was the street kids ministry that we had. And that was hard because I loved those children and I still love those children. Mm. But I know that they're in good hands.
So here you are in Hawaii. God led you here. How did God lead you?
Well, it was interesting because I think if you would have talked to my husband and myself and our daughter, we would have stayed in Cozumel. We loved it. But God really showed us it was time to go. He closed the doors where they needed to be closed for every single one of us at different times. So first it was my daughter. She was becoming dissatisfied with the schooling, because even at a private school, the teachers wouldn't show up, or she was being taught the wrong thing. So she was getting discouraged and knew that she wanted a better education. And then my husband, too, he saw that, okay, maybe it's time to move. And for me, we had a butterfly sanctuary as well that we built there in Cozumel, and we had some issues with that, and it was God closed every single door and said, it's time to go. And Hawaii, it's interesting, because Eric was here before for 5 years as a youth pastor, and when we were in California, the kids that he had in his youth group had now been at universities in California. And so they would come and stay with us for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And I always say I really fell in love with Hawaii through those kids. And when this opportunity came, was presented to us, it really looked like God was bringing us home, bringing Eric home from Cozumel to here.
So your vision for the future, what has God placed on your heart?
Well, currently we're looking at planting a church. And when we came here, that was never on our mind. We didn't think that. We just know that we want to serve. And there's some really exciting opportunities that are being presented in town and also on the North Shore. But I really feel that God is telling us that we need to get connected into the community and stay in town and open up this opportunity to share the Lord.
Well, as you're expressing some or a sense of how God is leading you and leading you forward, I want to go back to a question. I want to ask the question that Lonnie asked, but just press in a little bit further. So how do you get your ideas?
Oh, they're all from God, I'll tell you. They really are. And they're not only ideas,
but he puts it together. We're getting there.
This is what's funny. So every single thing that I've done, for example, what I didn't tell you about with Fitness Vacation Exchange is 20 years earlier, when I had my son, I was watching this gal on TV. She was a fitness instructor. She would go to different fitness resorts and teach fitness at a different resort each week. And I remember telling my mom, gosh, I would love her job. And my mom said, oh, you could have that job. You could do it if you want. And I said, no, that would never happen. And then the 20 years later, here I was walking down the streets of Playa del Carmen talking about my mom to a fellow fitness instructor, and all of a sudden it dawned on me, oh my goodness, this was a dream that I had 20 years ago that God had put in place. And I'll tell you what, that wasn't the first time, because that was the same thing with the butterfly sanctuary and the stuff that he did with actually putting that first book together that I created. It was 100% God, and no one would believe how he orchestrates it.
You said so much there. The dream as a child, the dream decades before. But at the tail end, you just mentioned God orchestrates. That's a powerful set of words. God orchestrates. Someone today, Gia, is listening. Their neck is craned to the radio, to their podcast or their device. Dreams. They've had dreams as children. Dreams that they might not have ever shared. Or they might just leak out a little bit because it's so grand. It's too tender for somebody to say something negative about it. Some have even tried, and they feel like it's been derailed. a word to somebody who knows what a child dream is like and to see the hand of God work, a word of encouragement to that dreamer who's listening to us right now?
Yes, yeah, so one of my favorite verses is Psalms 37:4, and it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." The funny thing is I had to look up that word delight. What does that really mean, to delight yourself in the Lord? And it means make pliable. Make pliable your heart. Let the Lord get a hold of your heart and let him build those dreams in it so that that you could pursue it and he will give you those desires.
So, Lani, in Hawaiian, what is lomi lomi?
Massage.
So...
Yeah, we call it miko.
So how would that relate to Psalm 37?
Right. You know, your story, it talks about just a plan and a process that you may not have been aware of all along, but God knew from long before he created you. And when you talk about massaging and orchestrating it all together, it was really a plan this big that he just gave you glimpses of along the way. So rather than him like orchestrating and massaging, he already had it there. Mm-hmm. And then as he opened the doors, the amazing thing for me to hear from you is that you walked through every one of them. Nothing stopped you from walking through any one of them. And I think for many people, myself included, a door is open, but it just isn't me, Lord. It isn't me. You know, you want me to do fitness? Oh, it's not me. You want me to go to... It's not me. You want me to write a book? It's not... I mean, your diversity of expertise and the things that you put together and the can-do kind of attitude is really so amazing to me, because you have walked through every door. And so orchestrating it... I believe it was the Lord just opening the door and you just walking and walking without concern for what might be on the other side or whether or not it's a good idea, but just going. I would love to, if you don't mind, there are many of us in the audience who, would you pray for us to have that fearlessness, that courage, if a door is opening, and we just don't know if we should walk through it right now.
Yes, I'd love to. Do you want me to pray right
yes,
now?
Please.
Okay. Dear Lord, just thank you so much for Danny and Lonnie and for these listeners out here today. And we know that, Lord, you have created a plan and that every single one of us has a purpose that you have given them. And Lord, I just pray for courage for them. I pray for faith. I want them to know, Lord, that if they step out in faith, you're going to bring people to help, that you're going to be there by them, by their sides. And I just pray, Lord, that you will just create a burning in their heart and a desire, Lord, to serve you and to know that what you're asking them to do is of eternal value and that everything else in this world doesn't matter, but to be able to serve you, to love you, that when they look back, they're going to see, why didn't I do it earlier? Because this is the way to go. And I just pray for encouragement and blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Gia Lucy. You know, I love to talk about dreams. God gives us dreams. I think about the Beverly Hillbillies woman. What was her name?
Donna Douglas.
Donna Douglas. I still remember the start of the program went, Beverly Hillbillies. Mm-hmm. But to think of a seasoned woman speak to a child, but with a cultivating spirit, I believe that the Lord, even today, speaks to the child in us. And says, hey, that thing you saw, that belief you had, the childlike faith that you exuded as a child, I worked through that. That's where some of my greatest, most marvelous work is, to the faith of a child. That's why Jesus talks so fondly of the children. Childlike faith, my friend. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, so if let's say you're 40 years old and your life is going well. I mean, you got 16 years of writing. You're an author. You've got your own audience. People buy your books. And then God says, sell everything you have and go to another country. And I'm going to dramatize this a little bit. and I will show you when you get there what, well, that's not dramatizing. I think it actually happened. You say, Danny, where are you going with this? Well, it really did happen. Gia Lucy, her husband Eric, their daughter, they were sent by God to go to Cozumel, Mexico. And the Lord opened doors to serve in a variety of sectors. I mean, we're talking about leadership training, planting a bilingual church, establishing a community garden in the squatter's village, creating a vibrant street kids ministry, and even opening a butterfly and botanical garden for tourists.
Wow.
Okay. But God led them back. They're back in the States after 6 years. God is moving and working. And you're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. And Gia Lucy is in studio with us. And in this final segment with Lani Ka'a, myself, Danny, we're grateful you're with us. And stand by, because the Lord has something special for you in this very segment. Mm-hmm.
You talk a lot about all that you've done. I mean, San Clemente, you had so much impact for the Lord, listening to his call to go to Mexico, listening to his call in every way, to every door that was opened. And then another door opens and calls you to our islands, to Hawaii. And we're blessed, first and foremost. How has that transition been coming from Mexico? And then being called here, and what direction does God have for you now?
Well, it is always a challenge to come off the mission field and come into the United States. The first time we did that, we were in Mexico two different stints. The first one was for a year and a half, and God had called us back. We had owned a gym, and 24-hour fitness had moved on in, and we needed to go back to the States and sell it. And it was just after we had planted this thriving church. And I still remember saying, God, why are you taking us away? And he had said, you know, some of these people need to walk through the fire. You need to come back. And we know that you'll save them. Or he knew that if there were problems with them, we'd be in there and step in. And God really needed to take care of them. And so we went back to the United States in California for 10 months. And I remember it was like culture shock for me. I would be able to go out for about 2 hours a day before being exhausted and having to come back in. And I think it was really challenging. And God was so good because he brought in a missionary to us that they had been in Oaxaca, Mexico. They happened to be in California. We didn't know who they were, but someone said, hey, you've got to meet this couple. And I was describing how I felt. I felt that in Mexico, the conversations there were so real. The people, they didn't have money. They went and starved to death, or not to death, starved 2 months out of the year. And their conversations were about family and just real things. And so it was really hard for me to go into back to the United States where I might walk past someone and hear the conversations that are about how people look or just surface conversations. And the wisdom she imparted to me was that, Gia, you can't judge these people for what they haven't seen. And thank God for that. That was really neat. And coming back here in Hawaii, it's kind of that same thing. I remember listening to a couple friends over Christmas, and they were talking about the gifts that they had to give and the name brands and so forth. And I started thinking back about our time in Mexico and some kids that we had hired to capture butterflies for us. And we had given them 500 pesos. And what they did with their money for Christmas was to buy clothing for Christmas Eve so that they could be presentable for their families. And so that's where it's hard for me. But God is so gracious because of that gal who told me I can't judge people for what they haven't seen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The massaging of the heart. Lomi Lomi.
Lomi Lomi.
A heart being moved and massaged by God's Spirit. Seeing another culture coming back, different value systems in terms of economics, obligations, how to use resources that God has given. Well, you're in a place where, in a very real way, another launching pad of sorts. I don't know what all the details are, but maybe somebody today, and here's a unique thing. Someone today might also be on a launching pad, like you and Eric, and they may not know all the details either. So if you would, let's pray some more. And what I mean by that is, I'm thinking, Lonnie, if you can pray for Eric and Gia, but also, Gia, if you would pray for someone right now who is also like you in their own way, on their own launching pad in life. It's really a praying for one another moment. Could we do that?
Sure.
Please.
I'm privileged. Thank you. Lord God, thank you so much for the lives of Eric and Gia, Lord, for all that they've been through. Thank you, Lord, for the character that they have, the godly discipline that they have, Father God. Thank you for their obedience, Lord. Thank you for their sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, for hearing the call, for walking through the doors, for being so flexible, so available to you, Lord God. Thank you so much. And Father, thank you for the example that they set for all of us. Father, as they walk through this new door, as they search for your next opening and your next assignment, your next mission field, Father, I pray that you would give them a mound of grace, amazing mercy, that you would supply all their needs, that you would bring joy, that you would bring laughter, that you would bring the passion to serve you into their marriage, into their family life, Lord God. I pray that that would lead them into a place where they could minister with all their hearts to those that you have called them to minister to. Father, I also pray, Lord God, that as they see the differences in the cultures, that they understand that yes, we are different, but we are so much the same, and maybe even more in need of a Savior here in Hawaii than ever before. Father, and their call here is definitely for a great reason and a great purpose. Lord, align them to that purpose. Give them, surround them with the wise counsel, with the resource that they need to deliver on what you are calling them to here, in Jesus' name.
Lord, I just want to take the opportunity to thank you. Thank you for just your graciousness and your faithfulness, and that you walk by us and you promise to stay with us in everything. And Lord, if there is one person out there today that is questioning what they should do, or they know what they should do but don't know how to do it, they don't see how to take one step in front of the other, I just pray, Lord, that you'll encourage them, that they will know that you are by their side, that they could count on you, that this is just a tiny little step. And if they take the right direction and faith with you, that they're going to be able to look back and say, look at God, how he's blessed me and how he's stayed with me this entire time. And so I just pray for encouragement and blessing, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 The Lord is a God who hears and answers prayer. God, mighty Holy Spirit, who indwells us through our Savior, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, Gia Lucy, you've been a blessing to us.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your heart and your life with us today. Gracious words indeed from Gia Lucy, 7dayheromexico.com. My friend, there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. And even as we've done so, hey, look, we believe this is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special presentation for you there. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, to stand with us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Ephesians 6:10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Gia Lucy, 7dayheromexico.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Lani Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, web designer Arlen Nagata, guest coordinator Suzanne Maurer, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.